Once a decade after the census, states redraw their congressional and state legislative lines to ensure equal population representation across districts. Those maps have been drawn to make it easier for one party or the other to win seats, a practice known as gerrymandering. In Pennsylvania, past victories yielded a congressional map that was considered one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanderers ever. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. The landmark 2018 state Supreme Court decision overturned the Commonwealth's old congressional map and ordered Governor Tom Wolf and PA legislators to agree to a new one. When that didn't happen, the court redrew the map. The ruling didn't change the redistricting process itself. That remains under state lawmakers' control. But Governor Wolf created the Redistricting Reform Commission in November of 2018, a move the GOP criticized as overreach. The report from the commission released in April 2019 collected feedback shared by Pennsylvanians who weighed in online and at 9 public meetings with these key points. Pennsylvania citizens think the state's redistricting process is broken and corrupt, manipulated by politicians for their own gain, and lacks transparency. Citizens want clear criteria for district maps and a transparent redistricting process that the legislature doesn't control. They want their communities to belong to one congressional district, not multiple, like the map invalidated by the courts. Some also said they want prisoners counted where they lived before being incarcerated instead of part of the prison's host community. One of the policy suggestions calls for an 11-person independent commission picked by the governor and legislative leaders from each party. Recently, State Senator of the 18th District Lisa Boscola sat down with WDIY's Greg Caponia on Mondays on Every Main Street and had this to say about redistricting.
The power of the pen is only with a handful of people who are the leaders. They help their friends. They want to help the party. And it's not about representing the district or it making sense. It's more about, let's get more blue. I was told by my leader, you keep doing this, you're going to be redistricted out of your seat, meaning move it to the other district.
No, I gotcha.
But whatever community I was in at the time. I didn't pay any attention to it. Fortunately for me, when my time to run for re-election up and the redistricting occurred, I ran for the Senate, so he couldn't get me. But he did do it to 3 other people who were independent-minded, who voted with Ridge on certain issues at times, not all the time, but it just took 1 or 2 or 3 times. And they're like, well, you're not a true Democrat. We're getting rid of you.
So the redistricting was based on a personal
vendetta.
Yes.
Oh, of course it can be if it's the leader doing the pen.
That happens often, doesn't it?
It happens, right. And ever since I was elected and went through the first redistricting process, I have been advocating and have put bills forward to have an independent commission. So I've been on a mission ever since.
National Democratic and Republican groups are setting their sights on Pennsylvania's state capitol as a way to help win power in the nations. They hope to win or hold seats in next year's legislative elections, as more than 200 seats in the state House and Senate are contested, and winning a few can determine control. With money coming into the state for the 2020 presidential race, advocates believe it could distract voters and politicians from nonpartisan redistricting reform. For the complete interview with State Senator Lisa Boscola, go to WDIY.org, Public Affairs tab, and click on Every Main Street. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.